What do you guys think about Gecko though?
But he cries me
funny?
Out.
Where did
he the successful?
It's cause like I don't want to think about.
No, like the human food. His voice always cracks. Yeah, I don't know if you guys always, noticed, but his voice always
is like.
What are you gonna say?
I don't know if we're gonna. Nervous. I'm here playing with my keys. It's cause I'm nervous. I tied a knot. I tied a knot on my keys.
You mean like a butterfly with his fucking.
You mean like an origami like fucking trick and shit.
If I can do a whole Rubik's Cube down here.
So you guys lived in Vancouver, Washington, like since you guys were small and everything?
Yeah.
School?
Born and raised, bro. Me.
You guys, how long ago did you guys meet? You guys just started dating 9 months ago?
A year?
A year?
A year and like 3 months ago,
bro. A year and 3 months?
Yeah, so. When was it?
When was it?
Hey, cut it, cut it. What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode number 14. Today, we got two special guests from TikTok. We got Coraima and Antonio.
Coraima, way from Vancouver, Washington.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's right.
Put a 360.
Welcome. Thank you guys for coming. It's an honor. You guys are our first guest.
Yeah.
Yo. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, we're pretty fucking nervous. We already fucked up like a couple times.
This is like take 20.
I know. Keiko can't even say Coraima.
Not yet.
Or Edgar and Jenny.
Edgar and Jenny.
There you go.
Okay, that's easier. You should have said that from the beginning.
All right. Even though we already presented you guys want to present you guys yourself, how you guys started.
To the cameras.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like story.
So my name is Antonio Garcia. Y como dijeron, we're from Vancouver, Washington. We started on TikTok. Right now we're on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. And I mean, I would say that right now we're doing pretty well, but. Yeah, ahí vamos dándole, and once again, thank you guys for having us here.
Thank you guys
for coming.
And my name is Coraima Chavez, and he already said we're from Vancouver, Washington, and right now we're on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and we're trying to keep growing.
What about MySpace?
Nah.
Hey, if there was one, we'd hop on that.
Does MySpace still exist?
I don't know. I think it does.
No, I don't think so.
I'm on it.
Is it Instagram and MySpace? Or no? Am I tripping?
I think it's different now,
right?
I think MySpace was like Facebook, no?
Yeah, MySpace was like Facebook.
Came into Facebook?
No, I think they're separate. Like, just Facebook took over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I used to have one.
Are you guys on Facebook? Honestly, I'm not too sure.
No, I don't use Facebook.
Nah.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Probably just getting like texting all the Latina moms.
Yeah.
All the tías and shit?
Like, all the 30-year-olds.
You know, like those Mexican moms that take their pictures like this?
Yeah.
It's like, Keiko, mándame un saludo.
Wait, can we say backwards?
Cuss? Yeah. Right, we cuss a lot.
Yeah. Right. We cuss the fuck out of Keiko.
Fuck.
How was the drive over here?
Shit, bro, it was bad. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. The traffic?
The roads over here are terrible, bro.
Really?
Terrible.
It feels like a roller coaster the whole way here.
Well, LA, yeah.
San Francisco, too, like the route to get there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was trying to take NAS, bro. It didn't work out.
Damn.
How was it late for you guys?
It's chill, bro.
Yeah.
Was it what you guys expected?
Más o menos, bro. Yeah, we were, because a lot of our fans, like on the analytics part of like Instagram, it shows that they're from LA. So we were expecting a lot of people to like recognize us and stuff. So we got a lot of love over at the Callejones and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
We were there
Friday. Friday last week? 3 days?
Yeah, it was a Friday.
Three years ago?
Yeah, 3-4.
Yeah, but no one recognizes because we're not famous like you. Sorry.
You guys are the famous ones.
Yeah, and you guys know Lauri? Lauri Garcia? By any chance?
Lauri Garcia. I think so. It's the one you posted, right? The girl? Yeah.
Yeah, we met up with her and we allá andábamos. So.
Damn, that's cool. Who else did you guys collab on your guys' way here? I saw you guys were like with
Isaac Lepic.
And his girlfriend Evelyn.
Taguache el Güero.
Oh, yeah. I don't know Maya's name, but I know who he is.
Yeah. We on the way to LA, he was right there, so we stopped by.
Damn, that's dope.
Damn, it's kind of crazy how like the internet brought us all together.
TikTok.
TikTok.
You guys started on TikTok or like YouTube or how?
No, we started on TikTok.
Yeah. You want to explain a little bit?
Yeah, we kind of just. He came over and he was having a really bad day and he was like, hey, like, let's make a video.
I was doing DoorDash.
And he was like, hey, let's make a video. Like, and I wanted to cheer him up. So I was like, all right, let's go outside. And I don't know where the idea came from. And we're like, all right, let's make a video. And what was the video? Types of people at a party.
Dancing at quinceañeras and shit like that.
Oh, okay, like a funny skit
kind of.
And then that video blew up, and then he was like, damn, these videos are doing really good. Let's make more. And then we kind of just grew from there and we like kept posting videos and everybody kept following us and we're like, damn, this is doing really good for us. And we just kept going from there.
From your first post, was it already like just fucking
straight up. That post, if I'm not mistaken, got around like 200,000 views, like the very first post. So like at the time, that was huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, TikTok's fucking blowing people up.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, they did the same thing for us too. Like TikTok, that's how it started. We started on TikTok and then we went to YouTube. Like the first episode wasn't even out, you remember?
Yeah, people were already asking like, "Oh, where's the first episode?" And there was no first episode. It was just TikTok itself.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, TikTok's like the perfect platform right now, bro.
To for everyone to start growing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's just dope.
And you guys do vlogs too and everything?
Nah, yeah, bro. We're trying to pick up on that,
We watched their vlogs yesterday and you're asking.
No, what got you into vlogging? Because you know how you guys started
just
on
just trying TikTok? To expand, huh?
Yeah, like, yeah. I think, that's vlogging. I feel like everyone does it. You know, once you start getting more subscribers, more people, it's just vlogging.
Like more for people to, like, get to know you guys better.
And how was the break of the ice of starting vlogging in public? Because I can't vlog in public.
It was kind of weird because we vlog on my phone. Yeah, we didn't have a camera. Everybody came for us on one of the videos and they're like, damn, this quality ass. No. we ordered a camera after that.
What camera did you guys get?
No idea.
What was a Canon M200 or something like that?
I think you started off with that camera. Yeah, I had that camera. And then you got the Sony.
Because I started doing YouTube 2 years ago, but nothing from like this where it's like... Mm-hmm. Just after this podcast, like, just shit just started going up, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I started last week, and I get shot. Like, I look like I'm freaking, like, I could do it easily. Nah, I can't hold the camera and talk. Like, if he's holding it, then yeah, it's something else.
When it's me vlogging you, you do it all good, bro.
It's easy, but, like, once I have it, and, like, me talking to it, nah,
And you hold the big-ass camera. You hold the big-ass camera. It's like some Telemundo-ass camera.
Yeah, I have a whole film production. I have the mic up there, too.
What is it? Cameraographer at the quinceañeras, bro.
Que go trying to vlog?
Oh, film crew.
Looking like David Dobrik.
I know.
Nah, I never knew how this stuff worked. Like, I would see the angle switch and stuff. I was how do they do that shit?
We actually have more, but, like, we need to see some batteries. We don't have extra batteries.
Yeah, that's dope.
Now, usually, Sayana, we had, like, 7 different cameras, like, all close up. But since we expanded it, it's everything more spread
out. How big was it before?
It was, up to... You right here, huh? We just added an extra table. Okay. Yeah.
So we did this all yesterday.
All yesterday and today.
Oh, yeah. Today. We were kind of like, fuck, they're going to get here. We're not going to be ready. We were kind of stressed.
And then your mom was yelling at you,
no, you guys are not responsible, this and that. You guys got this thing going. But, you know, Mexican mom, they always put you on check.
And your mom helped us set up, too.
Yeah.
Bro, what's up with the tacuache down there, bro?
You're gonna bring forgot to bring it up. It's still full of cake.
Well, because we caked this guy.
Yeah, they caked me because I reached 10,000 subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
So they caked me. They got the wall. It's still dirty.
How much you want for it, bro? I'll buy it right now.
A lot of people ask us.
Where'd you get it?
Got it on Amazon?
I think so.
It was Amazon,
I'm about to get one.
Yeah, fucking Amazon, huh? We're going to get you a pillow.
A pillow and blanket of Hot Cheetos, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't we do it no more?
Because it wasn't going to come on time.
Oh, yeah. It was going to come to Wednesday.
Yeah, but that would have been fucking bad. Funny, you know? Yeah.
Everyone thinks that I eat Hot Cheetos every day, but I keep the same bag for like a month.
Oh, it's the same bag? We were talking yesterday, like, do you think she actually buys like a Hot Cheeto like every day?
Have you guys seen that one meme where, like, it's basically... like all high school girls eating like chips in the morning, like
with their Starbucks
with their Gatorade and shit.
With their Gatorade, like
chanclas.
I like the characters that you guys play on the TikToks. Like it's Jenny and Edgar, right?
Yeah. Carlos and Lupe.
Carlos and Lupe.
Yeah, that's just so fun.
Do you actually say fool a lot, or just like a skip?
Now I do, bro. Now
we say fool a lot. Yeah. People were calling us out, like fool, dude.
Yeah.
Like within like not even the 10 minutes. 10 seconds, we say full. Like, right then, like, full. It's because, it's costumbre. Like,
Say
full a lot, and it just comes out.
Yeah. No, casi, we didn't say it. I don't even know how we started saying in the videos and shit. It just came out, and now it's part of our lifestyle now,
bro. Yeah, that's just funny, bro.
And it's catchy, too. Like,
it's catchy.
Like, nah, full, yes, full. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure a whole podcast, if you listen to how many times we say full, we say a lot. But I'm nervous, though.
It's like speaking cursive.
We'll breathe.
Sign language and shit.
And then you guys watched Cholo Adventures before, right?
Like, I watched Cholo Adventures when I was younger.
Like,
yeah.
When we first started recording them, people were like, hey, this gives us Cholo Adventure vibes.
Yeah,
I was like, We got to keep that going. And then that's something that they said a lot. So I think that's why we started picking
up. Bro, you guys, you're almost at 1 million.
Almost
there. You're already at a million. Yeah, bro. What was it, like 1.2?
TikTok. Yeah, it's 1.2.
Damn, that's right fucking now. Crazy. Sheesh. So, like, TikTok paid you guys, right?
No.
Nah.
No?
They did. They did. But I don't know if you ever heard, like, the whole creator marketplace. Yeah. How, like, brings down your views and all that stuff. We were in it. And then we were in it for, like, what, like, five months?
Yeah, I was in it for, like, three, four months.
Yeah, and then a lot of people were telling us that, like, once you left, that the followers, views, and all that stuff would start coming up. So we're like, fuck, let's try it. And we did it, and they did, bro. Like,
that's probably why we're getting more views now.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, we got banned.
Oh, you got banned?
Why'd you guys get banned?
We got banned. So, like, we were new to TikTok. Like, we had, like, a month. So we don't really know the rules. Like, it tells you, like, oh, your video got taken down for, like,
most of our
bullying, got taken like, harassment, like, a bunch of shit. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to start being more careful. I uploaded a video, and it had a gun for, like, half a second. And then it said we were promoting, like,
gun violence.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And then I started being more careful. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know we were on our last, like, check. Last strike. And, yeah, we uploaded something, and it said, like, you guys are banned. But either way.
Someone grabbed Edwin's butt.
Oh, yeah.
And it got taken down.
For sexual harassment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even his butt. It was like his knee.
It was his thigh, you know?
Yeah.
But then we left the one of fucking we were, like, Vicente and it stayed on there.
It depends on TikTok's
movie. Yeah.
Sometimes we get some videos taken down, too, that are just like,
for no reason?
Yeah. Hey, it's a good thing we got banned then, huh?
Does any of yours, like, get reviewed? Because...
Oh, yeah, every video we post has to get reviewed. And sometimes it takes, like, 3 days.
Sometimes, like, we post it, and then it shows that it's posted, but it's, like, no views. You can't share
it. Oh, yeah, like
that. And it takes, like, an hour at the most, I think.
So what do you guys think of this podcast, like, when you guys first saw it and shit, like, first impressions?
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the... Best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
I think it's we're just chismosos. we're just into the chisme. Yeah. It's like, ooh.
We're like the Mexican TMZ, huh? That's
what they Someone call us the Mexican Telemundo or something like that. Like, Telemundo don't even have these clips.
Well, like 2 days ago, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Do you guys deal with hate comments?
What's
up? Do you guys deal with hate comments?
We don't, like... Well, on mine, like, everybody comes for me because my eyes aren't even. And everybody, like, damn, Jenny, you have an even eyes. Or, like, they're hella mean. But we kind of just ignore them. And
Yeah, it's part of the, social media.
Yeah, I think TikTok's, like, a different breed of haters, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't have a case anymore, but we had a case. And our stickers were upside down. Mm-hmm. And that's when we were new to TikTok. And they were like, what did they tell us? Like, you can't trust anyone with stickers upside that have their stickers upside down. Like, what the fuck?
We're the dumbest shit, huh?
Yeah. Like, so right there, he took everything off.
Yeah, like, I fucking bought a new laptop with thought.
You gotta be careful. I mean, not careful, but like,
it doesn't get to us. Like,
it gets to him.
Because TikTok has two different types of audience. Like, the desmadrosas that don't give a fuck about what they say, and the supporters get like, they'll back you up in the comments. Yeah. And that's
There's comments that back you guys up, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, but like, I don't really go through my comments. So like, for anyone watching this shit, like, sometimes they're like, hey, saludos back. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
I don't really go through like.
Yeah, he my doesn't love you guys.
I do love you.
I'm a fake.
Nah, it's because like, once you like get more numbers, it's kind of hard to go through. Because back then, I used to go through all of them.
Yeah.
Like every single one. But now it's just harder.
And then same thing on Instagram. Like, you can't go through everything.
Yeah.
Like, all the pending messages and shit. Not pending, but...
Like, the requests.
The requests, yeah. Like, that number just blows up.
How long have you guys been doing this? Like, the whole TikTok... When did you guys start TikTok, pretty much?
Two months?
Two months and a half. It's going to be like 2 months.
It's going to be like 2 months and a half.
It's barely going to be 2 months, no?
I don't know.
We start... Yeah, 2 months. Where are we? No, yeah, it's going to 2.5.
Yeah?
That's what I said.
I'm sorry.
Gecko. What do you guys think about Gecko, though?
But he cracks me up.
Funny.
Yeah. Hey, the successful.
It's cause, like, I don't know. Think about it. No, like,
the human food. His voice always cracks. Yeah. I don't know if you guys noticed, but his voice always is like.
What are you gonna say?
I don't know if we're gonna. I'm nervous. I'm here playing with my keys. I'm nervous. I turned it off. I turned it off on my keys.
He made like a butterfly with his fucking.
He made like an origami like fucking trick and shit.
Fucking do a whole Rubik's cube down here.
So you guys lived in Vancouver, Washington, like since you guys were small and everything. Yeah. School,
born and raised, bro. Me.
You guys, how long ago did you guys meet? You guys just started dating 9 months ago.
A year.
A year.
A year.
A year
and like 3 months ago, bro.
A year and 3 months.
Yeah. So what was it?
Date, time, and location.
Episode's over.
Jenny's mad.
We should have someone bring like hot Cheetos or something.
Production team.
Hey, let's send this shit right now. It's a wrap. Hey, bring the gloves.
Start the curve. Start the curve. Little boxing match.
Hey, shit. Talking about boxing match. Would you guys hop in a boxing match? Like if they did a Mexican creators event type of thing?
Wait. Should we tell them?
What?
Just kidding.
It's like you're the first one.
Where we kind of like want to create something like that.
But not like specifically boxing, but maybe like soccer or some shit.
Like just fucking little retas in between. Because a lot of people play soccer and they have a lot of beef, so I send putazos.
I was the one, bro.
Yeah?
Nah.
I was. Yeah.
Bro, okay. Okay, so you played college soccer, right?
Yeah, I played college soccer.
All right, do you believe he was a center mid for college?
Yeah.
He's like shocked. He's like, what?
He's trying to be nice.
I played. I was goalkeeper my whole high school career. Then I fucked up my knee, and I was like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to play goalkeeper. And then, I told my coach, I was like, hey, I want to play in the field. He like. Don't even try out. So I'm like, all right. But I still want to try out. I fucking scored so many goals on his
keeper.
That's
not true. That's not true.
It is true. It is
true.
That
last part's not true.
It is true. And then he's like, oh, you should play. I'm like, nah, I don't want to play.
Nah, you cannot say that.
But then I got in a car crash on my fucking college that year too. And then I like, okay, soccer's not for me. And then I went to Mexico. I went to go play. Fucking broke my ankle. Came back. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to play for college. I played and these guys don't believe me. I was college. Fucking center mid.
I mean, you were JUCO or what?
No, right there, OCC.
Wait, what?
They're not from here, obviously. You don't know.
OCC. Oh, yeah.
it's a community college, though, yeah?
Yeah.
But with all those injuries, I think God was trying to send you a sign not to
play. He's trying to end my career early.
To the podcast.
He's like, all right. He's like, nah. He's like, he's not getting the sign.
It's like, we need to keep hitting him.
That's crazy. You got injured playing goalkeeper?
Yeah, fucking, I was going to, because you know how they pass it back to a goalkeeper to fucking pun it out?
I don't believe none of this shit.
I know,
bro.
Me neither.
No, dude, it happened, trust me.
Let me mute
this channel. They passed it back, and my defender was, like, covering the forward. The forward pushes him, and I put spears on top of my knee. Fucking, like, cracks my knee and shit.
Well,
like,
that was
this close from tearing my ACL.
It wasn't the player.
I tore my ACL, too, bro.
Yeah? Yeah, and I was like, nah, fuck that. After that, I was all scared.
Yeah, Gekko's going to be that uncle that told his, he's going to tell his kids that.
No, back in my time, I was the best.
I
would have
been pro.
In la segunda in Mexico. Hey?
Yeah, I was good. I had knuckleballs. They just don't believe me. I show them videos, and they're like, nah.
Do you have any videos on you right now?
Let's go shoot right
plane?
Now.
Plane or shooting?
That'd be dope.
Shooting?
We all play soccer.
Yeah, we play. That's how we all met. Yeah, I was telling him that we met because your dad had a...
Yeah,
and we would all play together.
Yeah,
he would scream at us really bad.
You wouldn't play with me.
I would play with him.
Dad would scream at us.
And then you play with me. And
oh yeah,
my
bad.
Him.
I play with him, and his dad has a team too.
Yeah, his dad yelled at you.
Yeah, his dad screamed at me. I'm still traumatized by that.
Fuck yeah, but
what position did you play?
Outside back for college, and then in high school I played everywhere, bro.
That's dope. Yeah. Soccer's cool, but
But what?
But what?
But now when you get injured,
it's hard. It's hard to make it. Like I feel like not to crush anyone's dreams, but I feel like every Mexican has like, oh, I want to be pro, but then like it takes so much to be pro.
Bro, that was me, bro. I was like fucking working every day.
Yeah,
and shit.
It's hard.
And then
bro.
Once I was in college, I kind of like saw like how competitive that shit was.
Yeah, that shit's fucking hard. Yeah. I have a question for you guys.
What's up with you?
Would you guys move to LA or like to California?
I'd be down to move down here, but it's fucking expensive.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's expensive.
The tax over here is fucking
fog. Everything's
crazy.
Expensive right
I sleep
here.
In here.
I can't even buy you.
For real, I think I would too. Yeah, like if one more stay one stuff, I would.
Yeah,
I
guess
hell opportunities over
well,
here.
Well, there's like a cheaper area around here, like San Bernardino.
Damn, fool. Yeah. Straight up put all those people on check.
It's cheaper. It's not bad. San Bernardino's
San
not that bad.
San Bernardino,
you like ranch? You want a ranch? No, San Bernardino. You want? You like?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys. like that's another question I have. But you guys like that lifestyle, like the vaquero
and all that stuff. Yeah. Like Paris. Nah, yeah. Not Paris. Nah, it's like
Jurupa Valley.
Yeah. So you could like
Miraloma. Like Paris, isn't that where it's the Puro Bailando? You know that?
Yeah. Isn't that where he's at? We were in a group, we used to play.
That's dope.
Yeah, and I messed up all the audio.
Yeah, you
and
did. Oh, he was our staff.
Yeah. I was their manager. No, I was their booking agent. I would book them shows and everything. But not anymore.
What is it like over there where you guys are from, Washington?
Is it like trees?
Hella trees. Like nature, bro. Like whatever you imagine,
like Twilight, like
wilderness. Twilight was filmed over in Washington, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah. I went to Oregon once, and that shit reminded me a lot, Twilight.
Hella rainy.
You guys all watch Twilight?
Yeah. I watched Twilight.
I've never seen a Twilight movie. Really? And he gets mad at me. He obsesses over Edward. We're gonna King Jacob.
You're gonna watch it.
Twilight was a shit.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
you never watched it?
No, I never watched
it. Y'all recommend it? 10 out of 10? Or 9 out of 10?
Yeah, I feel like the first two are good, and then after that, I get like
a. Like when she's had a baby, and that baby was like a vampire, and all that shit. She started getting dumb at them.
Wait, how many are they? I thought there's only two.
No, actually, there's like,
I don't know.
There's like seven.
There's a lot.
I heard that they were seven.
And she never watched it.
She's a hater, bro.
My bad, that fucking way too high pitched. Yeah. No, it's good.
Damn, so you guys are doing this shit full time, like the content creator shit? Yeah. Like full time?
Yeah, we recently left, what, like 2 months ago?
Three months ago?
We were working at Amazon, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fuck Amazon.
Yeah, if you guys work at Amazon.
No, I work for UPS.
That's why he says fuck Amazon. It's like the same shit.
No, it's not the same shit.
Amazon's better. They deliver my shit fast.
Yeah, but they don't pick up anything. We do everything for them.
This was like against every shipping company.
Damn. Yeah, fuck them all.
He works for UPS, and if you talk about FedEx, he's going to like hate you.
Yeah, I'll do RKO.
you drive that shit or what?
Yeah, he does.
You do, actually?
He just got in a car crash.
Yeah, they fucking like destroyed the
insurance.
Whole
he's getting like money. That's why we're gonna go to Hawaii.
I like five different insurance. They're like five different cars, and they all hit me. So I fucking have all of them on check.
Hey, it's God giving you another sign.
Like people don't get it.
They want me to retire.
It's time for you to leave US UPS.
Soon.
Damn.
Pretty much.
I want to talk more about the content creator stuff, like. So, like,
think about it.
Say something, Keiko. You're a little shy right now.
Yeah, I know. Sure. Normally, he's like talking all this shit.
I know.
Yeah, I'm shy. Just kidding. Not like when you guys started creating. What kind of people were you aiming for? Like, what kind of publico did you guys want? Like
werewolves,
not humans,
mermaids. I think we were going for like Tacuache, or like, because right now we're kind of going for a little bit of everything.
Or whatever came,
but yeah. it was more like leaned towards like Hispanic, even.
Yeah,
porque nomás hacíamos puros like dancing videos and stuff, bro.
Oh, okay.
And like guapango type of shit.
Yeah. For a good while, it was like 70% of our audience was from Mexico and like 30% from the US.
Oh shit! So you guys got the big audience. Yeah,
and now it transitioned though. It's the opposite. But
because you guys were talking mostly first in Spanish, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So that shit it pops up, no, and just
does. Would you guys consider you guys yourselves? That didn't make sense, huh? Would you guys consider yourselves fluent in Spanish? Like fluent? I don't know.
Like on a scale or?
I'm saying like you guys speak it.
I probably couldn't be a translator, like the ones you take to the doctor's office. I probably couldn't be one of those, but I could have a conversation with someone.
We could do this whole podcast.
We could do this whole podcast in Spanish if y'all want.
Nah. Already nervous.
I'm gonna get off topic. But it was my sister's 316 on Saturday, and I spoke in English, and they wanted me to translate it. I fucking choked within like the first.
You said like
sentence.
Three words, and then you.
Yeah, I was like, now could it hear? Yeah, my Spanish. When I get nervous, my Spanish.
Yeah, wait, but when you get nervous, cause I think you speak Spanish.
Yeah, when I get nervous, is.
Gecko can like speak dog too.
Yeah, sign language.
Starts barking and shit.
Hey, we should have.
Starts talking to lizards too.
Sign language.
Fucking.
Yeah. We're gonna have a translator for Gecko. You know the sign language ones. The
I'll put it right here. Have her next to me the whole time.
Because I feel like I could speak it, but I struggle, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't consider myself fluent. You would, right? Or same as me.
When I get nervous, that's when, like, Like when we're at gigs, well, when we were at gigs, I would do it good.
Mm-hmm. But then, no, like, you would send me, and then I would get nervous and I would fuck up.
No, I would just send you to give me food. That's it.
You're like Christopher, que casi no habla. He doesn't speak Spanish though, but all his songs are in Spanish.
Oh yeah. He can't even speak that like good English either, huh?
He can't type.
He can't type. Cause when I remember there was a post where he was mad at like someone.
Anata.
I don't know what the fuck he was saying.
Yeah. I understood it. It was my type of language.
Yeah.
What do you say?
He lived
nearby too.
He's like,
honestly. Christopher Nava lived nearby from like, what was it, like 15 minutes?
Oh, what?
Right? He lived? No, he's from Vegas.
He's from Vegas, but he would come over here to his group.
Was from here. Okay.
Yeah. Right there in San Ana. Yeah. Hey, but you don't work with anybody? You guys are your own boss.
Yeah, or like agency, right?
Yeah, you guys are not.
Do you guys like? Would you guys like to work for an agency?
No. We want to be our own boss.
That's right. Hey, put the contract away.
By that, do you mean like a manager? Like having a manager? It's kind of different
for influencers. It's more like they get you guys like all the collabs and shit like that. And you just do the content
or brand deals too, right?
Yeah, all the brand deals. It's not really like you see in the music where you know they're like, oh, you can't make a video and shit like that. Yeah. It's way different.
They're the ones that actually get you all the work, and then you just make the video and the content.
They just take their percentage off that little shit. It's not like everything. Like,
I mean, because right now we're trying to expand to do that. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get bigger because we do a lot of like small business promos and stuff, but we want to do more like. Long term, like fashion deals and stuff. Yeah,
some
fashion.
Send me a hot bathing Cheeto. Suit. Some hot Cheetos. Huh?
Hey, Loki, you guys could get.
No, bro, deal. I hate hot Cheetos up, and they haven't answered.
Yeah. Do you know the owner?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. If we could get like a manager or something, that would be something.
Yeah, they'll be the ones to like reach out and shit like that. Yeah.
Like working with companies and doing all that would be nice, but not working for a company.
Oh yeah.
Some Bam Bimbo sponsor.
Well, we have a contract for you guys.
Pull it up.
Yeah, I want to ask you guys something. What do you guys you guys saw the Wet on My Pesh shit, right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about all that?
But, bro,
just say your honest opinion.
My honest opinion, I think that
he's like, down bad, huh?
I think it's just people like push like all the hate, like going back to the hate and stuff. Like, gente se pasa en veces too, you know what I'm saying? So like, I mean, like us, bro, like we're human too. Like you guys are human, like artists are human and shit, you know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like this is a point where it's like, damn, like I can't do anything without getting like hate on it and shit.
Yeah.
And like you're gonna slip up at some point, you know. So I think people are like making it bigger deal than it will be in like couple months, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then since he's known as a meme, not a meme, but
dang, you could chill out.
No,
he's getting comfortable.
Like he's known as everybody hates him. Like music wise, he hates. Like I don't like his music, but his content's good.
Yeah.
Do you guys like his music?
Like, personally, but I think everyone knows that it's not, like, the best, obviously, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I respect the grind and shit, you know what I mean? Like, trying to do your own thing. And, like, I mean, I think if you don't like something, just don't like it. You don't gotta get me. I'm gonna kill you type of shit, you know? Like, that's kind of fucked up, but...
Some bold statements out there, but...
But that's the thing that sucks about putting your life out there, that you don't have any privacy. Yeah. Like, once you're out there, like...
And everyone's gonna hate for everything.
Yeah. Sometimes it sucks. Like, no los puedes complacer.
Yeah.
Like, they would be like, damn, you're tacuache with no truck. Bought a truck. Damn, your truck needs rims. Got rims. Yeah. Damn, fix your windows.
And I got the little rolling ones. They're like, you need the electric ones.
Right, drive an SUV.
You guys talked about that in a video where, you know, I like that you guys said you guys have good days and bad days where, like, you know, the people that come up to you have to respect because, you know, obviously, like you said, we're all human and you're not always going to be like with the energy like, yeah, let's take a picture of all this. Just like, fuck yeah, let's get it over with, you know?
Like, what was it, like two weeks ago? We low-key got in an argument and we were in my truck. We were arguing and shit. And an Amazon...
About what?
And an Amazon driver drove by, bro. And, like, we were just chilling outside her house, like, talking. I was hella mad and shit. I was all fucking pushing. And then he like rolls up next to me. He's like telling me to put my window down and stuff. And then I like rolled it down, fucking clearing my eyes and shit. And then he's like, hey, can I get a video of you so I can send it to my friend and shit? I had to switch up hella quick, you know what I mean?
Fuck.
So I was like, shit like that, bro, it's kind of like, fuck.
And sometimes it sucks because they'll pull up in front of... We record all the videos in front of my house and they'll pull up in front of my house and they'll be like, hey, I know you guys are like... I have younger siblings, and it's like, bro.
And you're not scared? Like,
yeah, that's scary. Cause
no, I your got a
TikTok has, like, crazy fucking... Yeah. Like, you don't feel shit. Like they'll pull up they to your house? Like,
un día. No, I got a dog. We got a pit bull. Nah,
it's like a little baby pit bull.
She brings out Chihuahua. Little teacup. No, not but, like, that's why with us, like, we don't really show tell our where we're at. Mm-hmm. Like, our location.
Yeah, we don't.
I saw they're located.
They're both going to go out there.
Huh. No, like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Like how you guys were asking if we're, like, scared that they're going to come through and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it just depends, like, on the audience that you're kind of, like,
yeah,
putting that shit out to. So I'm not really concerned about that. But, no, I see what you guys are saying. But, like, the whole music part of it, like,
yeah,
could get out of hand and shit.
You know? I know.
Like, yeah, like, even when they wanted to send us shit, we had to open up a P.O. box on the yeah. spot.
I was like, nah, I don't like, want my address out there.
Give the P.O. box or send it to Keiko's house?
My house.
Damn, but yeah. Hey, who's someone that you guys would like to collab, like a dream collab?
You go first.
Someone that you inspire and you would like
yeah,
to
who,
like.
Yeah, wait, actually, who inspired you guys first?
Yeah, that's a good question, and then you guys can answer the second.
Where do I me pe?
Shut the fuck up. Damn. Okay. Hey, you can fuck them up if you want. We're not going to defend them.
who inspired me?
I don't know.
But like, when we started filming, bro, I think I only did follow, like, Güero, Galvancillo, and, like, maybe two other people. But I think someone that I would want to collab with right now.
Damn. It's kinda
hard. The silence. Hold on. I don't know.
Go ahead, take your
like,
time.
Like, there's creators that I, like, want to meet and be friends with, but I don't think, like I admire someone so much that I, like, I would dream about collabing with them. Like, I'd rather have friendships than, like, make videos and collab.
Yeah, that's dope.
Like, and I feel like that's how some of the creators are. A veces, I don't know, it's que they're about it, like, for the content, and there's some that
money-wise.
Yeah. And that's what sucks, because I know not que se ven like, oh, they're badass, but then you actually meet them and get to know them.
We haven't met
anyone like that. So thankfully, everyone we've met, we've collabed with, has been super nice and super chill. So
yeah,
that's dope.
Like, with us, we're always this madroso. Like, we like our personality. We like roasting a lot. Like, yeah. So it's
kind of like, well,
we
like,
feel bad because a veces like se sale, and we don't.
Yeah, we don't know mean if they can handle.
Yeah, we don't mean to offend.
So like for example, he's saying that like this is organic, like this is us, but then like you might come to like another person and they might get offended, like because they're not like us, you know. Yeah, so I feel like really. Sometimes we have to be careful, especially with this fool.
Oh no, dude, he well yeah, Keiko, like te pasas,
I mean, te pasas,
like, te pasas, Keiko.
It's because like Keiko. The way I say it, it's not
it's like the way he says it more, but not what he means.
I mean, give me an example.
No, like
at gigs, do an example at gigs where they wanted to fuck you up.
Oh, when I didn't want food.
No, like, when you move the guy's speaker like an inch away.
Oh yeah, cause I needed space. And I was like, can I move it? He's like, no. He's like, I like, okay, yes. And I moved it, and like he took it offensive because he was like, I told you no. I was like, dude, I literally just need to move it this way. And he got like, I guess just the way I pronounce my stuff, it comes out with an attitude. And, but I don't mean it. Like I'm not fucked up or anything. But I feel like the way I say stuff comes out bad.
What do you say, Diego? What do you say?
Oh, when the guy came up to us, what did he tell me?
Like, wait, when I was in the car and they wanted to fuck me up?
Dile a ese wey que se calme or some shit like that.
Dile a ese wey que se calme su huevos or some shit like that.
No, I was like, no, ahí está su carro rojo. Do whatever you want with it.
He waited for me outside. Nah, but I just feel like the way we speak is kind of the way you interact with people. Like, si sale mal, then that's when, like, if they take it personal, But I was telling, like, hey, I fuck around, like, I don't mean it bad, but if you guys take it that way, I'm sorry.
Like, but I feel like you have to be, like, open to everything when you're doing, like, social media. Yeah. Like, you can't take everything personal or else it's going to get to you and you're not going to get anywhere.
You're not going
to
want
to
do
content. But, like, as soon as we came in here, bro, your guys' vibe was, like, lit as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
dude, I felt that shit. You guys, too. Shit. Like, you guys being, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, open to anything.
Yeah, like, I'm not nervous anymore.
We had his mom giving us cherries.
No, my mom was like, ¿qué quieres? Like, ¿quieres unos tacos de chorizo? Like, ¿qué quieres?
She's better bring out the fucking panties.
She's like, ¿qué quieres, mija? Fucking whip it up and shit.
Hey, she's making a cake right now.
I know.
El postre.
So how long are you going to be here?
Till Thursday.
We leave back Thursday morning.
16-hour
drive, bro.
Damn.
Oh, you guys drove?
Shout out to my boy driving.
Shout out to
the driver.
You drove from all over here?
I was going to help him, but he's like, nah. He doesn't let me touch his baby, bro.
Damn.
Wait, you drove in that?
That's a nice car, bro. I like your car.
¿Estás así, bro?
Yeah, our heads in the back.
No, LA fucking. No, bro, it's just like LA. Train tracks.
Yeah. No, might as well be like fucking dirt roads.
Should you took a bull over here instead.
How long was the drive? 19?
It was 9 hours because we got to San Francisco. Huh. That was like a 9 hour drive, and we stopped there, and it was 6 hours from San Francisco to here.
Yeah. Damn. So you guys passed through like Sacramento, fucking.
Yeah, we went through Modesto all California. And all of that?
Yeah. No, we don't know what is it called? All the harvests and everything?
Things so.
Like the terreno and shit.
No, but like, you go, come like, yeah, I went
last time. Oh, yeah, is there specific one? Like the, some nice ass ones? Or what?
Yeah, because I went through and I pulled over and I went and picked out my fucking duraznos and shit. I'm like, fuck yeah.
I still need to go to San Francisco. I haven't been to San Francisco.
Never?
Nah.
Damn. So cold.
Cold?
Hella cold.
Yeah.
The weather here is stupid. I don't know how it is in Washington, but right here is stupid. It was so hot.
We were in a heat wave last week, and it started raining.
Yeah, then it started raining.
Yeah. What the fuck? And then the next thing you know, it was fucking like hella hot. So I was like, what the fuck? And then at night, pinche frias. So it's like three different weathers. Like
snows for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Bro. Actually, it snowed in OHB.
No, it was hell. No.
Oh, it was hell.
Yeah. In Texas, it was snowing over there.
Yeah, really? Damn, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's a lot of raza in Texas.
Most of our fans are from Texas, yeah.
Same with us, bro. They're always like, hey, come down here. Yeah. There was two occasions that we were going to go, but it didn't work out, so.
Damn. We want to go.
You guys want to travel some more? Hit up more places?
Yeah. What's your guys'
next
dream place to go to?
To Egypt. Like
Egypt?
The fuck?
It's like, where I'm going?
Wait, te vas sola?
Brazil for me, bro.
Brazil?
Yeah, just to kick it.
Why you want to go to Brazil so bad, huh?
That's right.
Wow. Hey, Gekko, I'm about to beat your ass.
We know why.
The soccer.
I read
the
statistics.
Let's go.
Okay, hey, some street football. Huh?
Hey, I think that's sick.
The beaches.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The beaches or the beaches? Nah. I feel like Brazil is a whole different other vibe. Yeah. Like over there, Don Juan football,
you gone or what, bro?
Nah, I wanna go.
Yeah.
I wanna go to fucking Dubai.
Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ride a camel or some shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Si la aguanta.
The way I can't get
up his neck, bro.
We're gonna go to, what's it called? Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
In
August.
August.
11 through.
Where? What to? Why then?
Because
there's like five.
Honolulu.
Right?
Honolulu, yeah. Honolulu.
Yeah.
Shit, let us know, bro, how it goes. Because we've been trying to go too, but we haven't had time and money.
Come with us.
Let's go.
We literally have room for two people. Like two of our friends lagged. We got like a pretty big house. You guys are down.
When are you guys going?
August 11 to 18.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah. Because we might be going to Mexico. So we'll let y'all know.
Yeah. Gekko said he'll pay the car for you guys.
Wouldn't it be dope to have a group of creators travel together and make content?
Yeah, but like with the whole like the thing I was talking to you guys about, like Aldo.
Yeah.
Is that they were gonna do like a pretty much like a hype house but for like Mexican creators and stuff.
Remember that's the idea I told you last year? I told him last year.
We're on that. That's the next move.
That'd be some dope shit.
You guys have any merch? Like any merch plans?
Yeah, we dropped merch May 7th, the day that I hit the million too.
Oh, really?
We sold out the first day, bro, thankfully.
Damn, that's
badass, bro. Congrats. Right now, it's in the process of...
new merch.
Yeah, by the time we get back home, it should be ready.
We actually were supposed to bring you guys merch, but our merch is like... on hold, because of this dumbass right here.
Can't get the design Gekko, from the front.
Bro. Hey, I'm hearing a lot of complaints about you.
No,
Gekko.
I want to get a design done, and it wasn't what I expected, so I had to
They fucked them up bad.
I had to resend it to get made again.
They made his, like, face backwards.
So they gave you guys, like, all the shirts, and then you guys had to send them back, or what?
No, it's just a design.
What we're doing is, we're doing some designs with Cartoon, one of both of us, and then him alone, and we're doing some where it's kind of like this shit. Okay. And where you guys were at, the Cajones, we're getting like the vinyl there. It's really fucking cheap if you guys want to go back.
And they sent me my face was like
bad. It was bad.
Yeah, but
they fucked them up.
I had to get it redone. Yeah.
Look like Checo instead of Gekko.
Yeah, but
Chueco.
Yeah. That was for the Stampilla for the back. Yeah. And then I forgot I needed one for the front. So I was like, boy, I had to go send another one done. So hopefully
Diego, you're savage. Show them.
Yeah, I want to show them.
This is your, like, I seen you guys' part because it's like your name's on it. They're like, you just come on here. Like,
it's because, so we started it last year.
Okay.
But
No, I think he's talking about, you're talking about the intro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like who's like, originally
like on
in
your,
it, yeah.
Like on your Instagrams, it's like shows you're both like,
yeah, so like we've been, well, he, I mean, he's basically a part of it. Mm-hmm. And we asked him like, do you want to be a part of it? But he works a lot, so yeah, he only comes when he can. So there's videos where it's just us two. Mm-hmm. And I told him like, hey, if you want to be a part of it, like you have to be like 100 on it, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't want like you to lag and shit.
Cause it's a commitment at the end of the day. Yeah, like, and you guys.
Him, yeah, it's, well, yeah, basically it's like a team.
Yeah,
and he told me he's not ready. So yeah, and I told him I was like, I'll put you in the cover, but he's like, nah, I don't want to. Like,
damn, dude, I don't want to be on it if I'm not gonna put in 100%. Yeah, so I'd rather put in my part as just an add on, mm-hmm, than my 75% as a co-host. Cause I don't want to be that one person that has a co-host name and then doesn't do shit. Yeah, so I'd rather. Yeah, because fuck.
Keiko's funny, though.
Yeah. Keiko's funny, yeah.
I do my job.
Hey, who's the funniest out of you three, though?
I think Keiko.
I think Keiko.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I asked the fans once. I was like, is Keiko funny, or is he
dumb?
And everyone was like, dumb. Yeah. Nah, but Keiko's funny. Keiko's really funny. He's yeah, always been funny. He's always been like that since like first grade and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and funny looking.
Just kidding. Yeah. A lot of people think. Do you guys think we bully Keiko? Or you guys see like nah
like I think it's just cause yo like la yo la onda, you know what, yeah, I'm like you guys are homies and shit, so you guys like fucking fuck around and stuff. Yeah, so.
I feel,
but
like
yeah, you guys target him, dude. You guys do target him.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some people who don't understand the cotorreo we have.
Yeah.
But like he even admits it too, like no, that's how we get along since like we were little kids.
Nah, he goes home and he cries.
Oh, he probably writes it like today they said this diary.
Your diary.
like with my boy over here, I always clown on him and shit. When like people hear it, probably think I'm like fucking fucked up and shit. Oh. Like, yeah, he knows.
I thought that fool was gonna go perform with the bookies and shit.
That's his nickname.
That's how this fool is. Hey, you can fuck him up. Hey, both of you guys can fuck him up.
By the way, you guys are back free to roast Keiko.
Así le puse el buki. Le puse el buki.
Yeah, that's what's up. He probably fucking had the windows down playing the Tocarse Recuerda.
Now playing, bro. It's all love.
Now we're like that.
Yeah, we're like that.
Like, especially when we would go to gigs, bro. And we had like four trips. Like, one day we went to go play at. What?
Oh, no.
We went to go. Where did we go play with Ruben?
Ventura.
Hella far, like 2 hour, like 3 hour drive.
Two and a half.
Almost three. Before we got there, right away we clicked with the guy, like puro pinche cotorreo, like they're roasting us, we're roasting them.
But they're roasting you.
Yeah. And then on the way back we gave one a ride like down the street. Fuck, I had all of them against me and I was like, fuck.
He dogpiled you.
Yeah.
Dude, you were the main character, bro.
Keiko is always actually the main character.
Yeah.
It was funny. I have a question for you guys. What was it like, or what did you guys feel when you guys were finally committed to the creator shit? Like, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to dedicate myself to this. Like, what was that mindset? Or like,
that was risky.
It was risky, right?
Because we got shit to pay and we got like a dog to take care of. And
fuck, bro.
So you guys live together?
No. Oh, we live like 2 minutes away from each other.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, it was hard and it was risky, and then you have to like find a way around and find a way to like make money off of it. And then people are like, they're like, well, if you want to promote and you want to help other people, like, why don't you just do it for free? Yeah. But they don't understand that this is like our full time job, we got shit to pay and
it's business.
So right now you guys are just getting paid off YouTube.
Yeah. And then the merch and then like side promos,
like
and stuff.
Small promotions.
Okay, so. That's sick.
Yeah. So like the merch brings in a good amount of income, thankfully. So I think that's what. Or like more lean towards.
Right, depending now. On.
Damn, that's dope. You guys only took out one design though. The white one, right?
Yeah. The white one. Then this next one's going to be two designs.
Two different ones.
Damn, dope.
I'm going to take out crop tops.
Yeah. A little tanga for Keiko. Yeah. Is it my water?
Yeah, that's yours.
Hey, but I thought about who I would want to create with. I know that's random as fuck. But
you can't answer anymore.
Bro, there's sometimes where like we watch the videos after to like approve them, mm-hmm, and we're like, oh fuck, we should have said this. Oh yeah. Fuck, like after everything's like we're on another topic and we like
it comes let out, him like, speak.
Yeah, but it happens to us.
So who inspired you, bro?
I wouldn't say inspired me, bro, but like I would want to collab with Polo.
Oh yeah, that was Polo. The question. Oh, yeah. That was the question. Polo, bro.
Wait, Polo G or Polo like Polo from
Polo Gonzalez from TikTok.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What do you think about his song?
That shit slabs.
Yeah.
Man, we went on live, bro, when I was barely like at 200,000. He was about to hit a million and he was hella chill with me. He's like, hey, let's hop on a live. And
yeah, he seemed really humble.
Yeah, he was Polo. Chill and I was like, we've talked and stuff. We're like, yeah, let's get together. But I mean, he lives all the way in Colorado.
Colorado.
Right? So hopefully.
Wait, they're all from Colorado? All three of them?
No.
Just
where's Weddle from?
Colorado.
Colorado.
Weddle's
Colorado. From Colorado. Yeah.
So
Galantio's from Texas, right?
From Houston, yeah.
Oh, from
I
Houston.
Believe so, from Houston.
Well, that was out of the picture.
Yeah, he's out of the picture. He's way out there.
So like, nah, fuck Texas people. We're getting in Colorado.
Yeah, I want to go to Colorado, to be honest. Just, you know.
You want to go to Arizona?
Nah, he wants to go to Arizona.
Do you
wanna, going
do, next do you want to tell them why you want to go to Arizona?
Tell us, tell us, tell us.
Yeah.
You got a little boom. You got a little
boom. It's just
there.
A joke.
Just, no, it's not a joke.
Not a joke. There's
not a joke.
A little TikTok you crush right here.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe, so maybe we know her, bro.
You guys know her.
No, you guys definitely know her.
Yeah, you guys definitely
know her. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, there's this TikToker, right?
There's this TikToker.
You know, that, I think her name is Lucy.
I think her name is
Lucy. Bro, you know what the fuck?
Dude, I think every day. Lucy, right? Lucy.
B. Lucy.
Brianna?
Brianna?
Brianna? Her name's Brianna.
The one that has the ram?
Yeah.
Wait, her name's Brianna?
Yeah.
I thought
it
was like
Lucia. She has a man, though, no?
No, she's single. That's why he got all happy.
Nah.
I swear she has a man.
No, they broke up.
Because we're in a group.
Dude, you guys stay updated.
No, him. Nah, him.
No, because
Jason came in that day.
No, you were like,
he came in that day.
Just letting you know she has a man's look.
No, but then when she was single, he came here like, my baby girl, Shingo.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
We're going to Arizona on Friday.
Nah.
Well, for like, we're gonna still pass by.
Okay, yeah. So the joke was like, oh, bro, she's fucking pretty, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I kind of exaggerate, you know. I was like, oh, hey, bro, this girl. And then they made it a thing, like, like we're gonna hook you up.
Don't cap. Your little crush.
Nah, she's like, she's pretty in that scene.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
like with Gabe, it was a joke. Like,
oh, you guys know about Gabe?
You know about Gabe?
No. His boyfriend.
It's not a boyfriend.
Well, he's not gay. He's bisexual.
No, because I haven't dated for like 3 years, and I went on my first date, and I came late to the podcast, and her name is Gabriela, and they're like, oh, Gabe, and since that day, her name is Gabe.
So all the fans are always like, yeah. Where's Gabe?
Yeah, so everybody's like, hey, where's Gabe? I'm like, nah. And like, nah, I can't go on dates anymore, que me regañan.
Fucking Gabe. That's who blows.
Who's someone that you guys like want on the podcast?
A lot of people, to be honest.
Nata.
Like, Nata would be bad.
So, like, I think my goal.
No, Junior, actually, for me.
And that's why I'm kind of, like, glad that you guys are here. I don't want to stick to just music. Yeah. I want to collab with, like, creators, too. Like, that's why I put, like, YouTubers, TikTokers, like, Casab. Because if we just stick to music and nothing goes on with the music, like, we're kind of, like, out of content. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to expand as, like, fast as possible. Much. Hell yeah.
That's smart.
Do you guys consider your guys yourselves like tacuaches?
No,
right? Maybe me a little bit
just because like the mole.
Uh-huh. You have a trailer, right?
Yeah, so maybe because of that, but like I don't like how Huero and Galvancillo and Polo kind of like that was like their main focus.
Yeah,
I don't think that's like what brought us up, kind of. I think it was just like more like the couple shit.
Yeah.
So
did you have a truck when you started TikTok?
No.
Oh, yeah. TikTok peer pressure. peer pressure.
Because I always wanted a truck, but like after like TikTok and everyone's like, "Hey, get a truck," kind of like pushed me to do it. Not gonna lie and shit. So
wait, did you actually do it for TikTok, or you actually wanted a truck? Like
both.
That,
yeah? Both. I knew it was gonna help out with like the contact aspect of it too. So I was like, "Fuck, two birds with one stone, más o menos."
Yeah.
Wait, I want to ask you guys. Well, I mean, I know the answer to it, but just for like the
viewers.
Why
you gonna ask?
No preguntes entonces. How old are you guys?
18.
I'm 20.
That's right.
I'm 22. Damn. How old do we look? Starting with Kegel.
Yeah, starting with Kegel.
Like 23.
Oh, close. 22. Yeah.
Then 20. Cause actually,
20, he told me already. I told him I were like in the restroom break.
Damn. A whole podcast in the restroom.
I was gonna go with it. I was like, yeah. That's fake. I was like,
hey, bro, we're talking about this.
Fuck.
Well, yeah.
I thought you guys were gonna like tell like, cause we look way younger. Yeah, we look older. Yeah. I thought you were like
23, and then
I thought you were
like 23,
and you're like like 19, 20.
I turned 19 in August, almost.
Oh, then go to Hawaii. Look, take her.
But she was a whole case for a good like 6 months. Yeah, no, but yeah, I mean you look hella young. You're like maybe 18.
Yeah, got a baby face.
I mean like 20, and then like 19, 22. You guys don't look over 20 though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we don't act over.
We don't act over each.
All right, this is like a couple TikTok question.
No, ooh, this is my question. I came up with this question.
I'll go.
No, you say it though.
Say it like, though. When do you guys? Nah, I don't want to ask. It's kind of weird.
Just ask.
What's the question?
All right,
we answer everything. All right,
Jason wrote it down. Do you guys plan on having kids?
I never said that. I just want to make it up.
It's like, where did I write that shit?
Yeah, there's actually one on the way, bro.
Damn.
My Cheeto girl on the way. The Cheeto.
Some Takis right here, too.
Bro, I went on live the other day, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, are you pregnant? When's the gender reveal? And I was like, y'all, all I did was eat. Like, all I did was eat. Y'all are fucked up.
One time, too, for a video, se le miraba poquito inflado la panza. I was like, hey, she's pregnant. She's
like,
pregnant.
I was just bloated. Like, no. These people are fucked up.
Fucking TikTok, I mean, fucking comments be really.
Hey,
like,
they catch a lot of shit. Yeah,
bro. Like, the little tiny shit, like,
like the smallest
like
detail.
Like, oh, Keko has a pulga, and they'll catch
like a cana.
Yeah. Yeah, just to make it clear, I'm not pregnant, guys. I'm not pregnant.
She's having twins.
But we're gonna have back to the question. No, we do plan, but yeah,
not having kids, but
like after 2024, 2025.
Like once you guys are like probably like stable and shit.
Yeah.
What's an age you guys will get married at?
Damn, want put him on the spot.
No,
Gecko, put him on the spot right now.
I saw.
Where's the ring?
The mup.
Try to say.
He's glitching. He's glitching.
Yeah, the mukbang.
The mukbang.
Yeah. So that shit when you guys even put the camera, you asked them no or something like they asked like, oh, would you guys get married? But what age would you guys actually get married?
I think.
Like honestly, like if we're like again stable and shit, I would get married with her right now.
Like if we were stable,
we had the money to.
Hey, call the padre.
Well, they're making good money on merch, so we're waiting. Yeah.
Buy the merch so they can get married.
If you guys want us to get married, buy the merch.
But promo. Ladies,
hey, that's a good
like 23 ladies.
23 ladies.
That's good.
Yeah, y'all invited to the wedding, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know when it is yet, but you guys are invited. No, like,
damn, better put me on that list.
Fucking padrino de mi Sanche.
Hey, there's a good follow-up question in there.
Nah, let's get it.
Based on what they said about the family and, like, getting married.
Really?
Yeah. Who's the jealous type?
Oh. Hell no.
Hell no. I can't do anything. I'm just kidding. He's not that toxic.
Like, yeah, you can.
Hey.
Hey, who has the gun? Nah, like, there's some type where... This guy's in fucking toxic right there.
Yeah.
Who?
You?
Me? Why?
Yeah, now he's all free.
Oh, was? Who? Chill the fuck out.
Toxic.
Which one?
Oh, I just come up at the top of my head. Oh,
okay.
I feel like if you guys were to have kids and I like, get married.
Oh,
you,
I know you're gonna
you guys would be like, you guys could be like the Mexican Ace family. Like Tacuachito, like Mexican Ace family.
So have a kid.
You want money, have that kid.
I know, like that she's gonna pull twins, numbers
because there's not a lot of actually there isn't.
Well, there
any.
Is, but like
not TikTokers,
not with good content.
Not TikTokers.
Like that.
Gecko, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, like, you don't have good content.
Like Ace Family's huge. Content. It's huge, and
but
I heard
like
it's
that,
fake.
That watch it. Yeah, it is fake. That watch it shit. Oh, like that girl that's pregnant, Carla.
Carla. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I didn't. We didn't know. Bro. We're in a group chat with her and everything.
Yeah,
she just kind of like posted
like,
that
hey,
video.
Guys are pregnant. Like congratulations. Yeah. That was like crazy. So random.
Boy, I mean, yeah. Damn. Wait, what was the question again?
It's like, oh no, that you guys could be like the Mexican Tacuache Ace family.
Yeah, you ready to take that role or what? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not ready to have kids, but.
No, yeah.
Or adopt one.
Adopt one. No, bro.
Like okay, Gecko can have kids. He's probably gonna adopt one.
What? Oh yeah, I can. Yeah. Wait, what? Wait, what? No, I didn't. I just heard something about kids. And I was like, oh, yeah. When I processed what you said.
You want kids, Gecko?
Yeah, I want like 3.
Oh.
I think wait, there's another question. If you guys were to have a kid, you want a boy first or a girl first?
A boy.
I don't care.
A boy.
I feel like if you have a girl first, the guys come out more mature. But if you have a guy first... Like the girls come out being desmadrosas.
But don't
yeah.
you want a
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, you're right.
Don't you want like a guy to protect the girl?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, then why don't we just have twins? We have cuates.
No, and then my family, bro, they have hella twins.
Yeah,
yeah. Like we're next type of thing.
Damn.
It runs like that.
Family.
It's every other kid.
Yeah, something like that. Like some other generation. Yeah. Like jumps generations. And stuff.
Yeah.
No, see,
but, that's crazy. Fuck that. I wouldn't want to have kids. Yeah. That was the trouble.
That was the trouble.
Did you say you don't want to have kids?
Nah, twins. Oh, yeah, I said kids, but I meant twins.
Twins. Oh.
Yeah. But fuck that, man.
Well, you're trouble alone yourself.
What's next for you guys? Think about it. This is a deep question. Like, what's like the ideal, like, position that you guys would want to be in? Like, okay, I've worked my ass off to get here, or you guys don't see it that way, or it's still on the work. Like
I feel like we're just kind of going at it step by step. Like, we want social media to be like full time, and we want to do this because we love making videos and we love making content, and we love like meeting new people, and it's like, it's fun to us. We don't really see it as a job, but we, with merch, we kind of want to start a clothing brand and then grow from there, like start selling hats and shirts and jewelry and, you know, everything based off of our Raza Distinta brand. But
so yeah, that's
pretty
dope.
Much be like my Ace family, bro. Like, that's kind of like, I mean, the ultimate way, you know what I'm saying? Like, at that level.
Yeah,
that level. So
that's dope. Ace family is like fucking huge. They're like, I don't know if you guys seen their house.
Yeah,
like, that's just fucking old trope. Yeah, yeah.
That shit is huge.
And to see someone Mexican, you know, come from the bottom, like from having jobs to like quitting your jobs,
because there is a couple channels, but nothing like.
Or it's unorganic, like it just feels fake.
Well, the East family is fake.
That's what I'm saying. Like, something that's more organic and goes with the flow. Because, like, you guys say that you guys like it, so I mean, it's gonna work.
Like,
out.
We were actually also gonna collab with this day. We had exchange messages with Pao and Fabio. Have you guys watched?
Yeah.
We were gonna hopefully get together with them, but they got busy and stuff. So,
and it, with this, like, it's not a job, I guess, but with this, like, schedule, you don't have a schedule. Yeah. Like, yeah, things just come up. You got promotions to do. You got things to take care of. So it's like, it's understanding. Like, we wanted to meet them, but you guys are busy. Then maybe another time. Yeah.
That's the role. That's why I kind of don't want to take that role, because I work 6 days a week sometimes, and I work like 11 hours. So I'm always fucking. That's when we record. We record from 11 at night to like 1:30, 2:30 in the morning. So I can just fucking. They edit, they do something. Sometimes I help with all that shit, but I'm always fucking gassed out. I'm all tired. So once I'm ready to take that role, puro pinche desmadre.
For real, yeah.
Do you guys get tired of like filming and editing and filming and editing?
Well, I fucking do everything. These motherfuckers don't help me with shit.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure. Like the podcast, and then make a thumbnail and then crop it up for TikTok. That shit's hard. I mean, he's gonna quit his job soon to help me, supposedly.
Yeah. Well, it's because for me, like, it's I'm still learning all this stuff, like all this shit, like it still seems kind of like confusing, like like you just look at all this shit and you're just like, what the fuck? And then, you know, like I said, I'm learning, but you know, once like I'm going full time, like it's a wrap. Like, it's gonna go hard. And obviously when we move in together, like if we end up moving together, hopefully we do, like it's gonna be better, because like we're gonna be together all the time. We're gonna come up with the ideas,
sleep together.
He said cuddle.
I feel like that's a good thing about like someone, like moving in with someone you work with, because that's más motivo. Because right here, we get here, Jason will disappear for like hours.
It's true, but I feel like
once we're in the same household, they see the effort we put in outside of just the work. Because we come here, we meet up for like 6 hours, go home, and then you don't know what he's doing. If you don't know if he's editing, you don't know if he's doing this. So I see if you're in the same household, they just like motivo, like, hey, like do this, oh, hey, do this. And like that, we just all sit down and see como estamos. A veces reach filming our own like vlogs, because I just started vlogging. Mm-hmm. So we're here like, hey, could you go over my vlog and like, tell me what it feels.
Yeah, you kind of like have someone to have a second opinion, or, you know, put you on check. Or this fool always puts me on check all the time.
Yeah, we give him fucking speeches.
Kiko's like our dad.
Yeah, Kiko's like our dad, low key. Like, he's like, hey, wait, bum, bum, bum. Like, fucking,
why do you want to party? We need to do this first.
No, because we were fucking editing like hella late. And you're like, fuck, I wish I could go party right now. Like, no mama, we're over here fucking.
It's in my vlog, right?
Yeah, it's in your vlog. This fool was like, I'm just sitting. This was like, diciéndome cosas and shit. Like, fuck.
It's because I'm like, one of those who have, like, if I have a compromiso, I have to accomplish it, or else me quedo con una ansia que, like, fuck,
yeah,
I'm
Kiko's
responsible.
Like that. Yeah, he's like that. He's responsible.
Like, you tell me get there at 7, I'll be there by, like, fucking 6, helping set up, fucking. I'm responsible as fuck, pero it's, like, Jason's the opposite.
You tell him get there at 7? Not really, but,
Shots fired.
Nah, bro. There's definitely, like.
We talked to him.
He really
like, his music, bro, he got some fire music. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just waiting for this. He got here. We still having fucking.
Relax, and every day Kiko, we tell him, I'm getting.
Damn, Kiko, I'm getting relaxed.
Like, that's why you stay in between them, huh?
Yeah.
See, now we fight with Jason. Well, we fight with with both. Well, I mean, it's kind of normal. Like, it's kind of like a relationship too, like a threesome.
we fight not to fight, like to have envy against each other. Yeah, but it's to like help, to help each other.
Yeah. But yeah, we're always fighting.
Because I said you need that little push to fucking get you out there.
Yeah, I could say that Gecko really has motivated me. Like
you don't even listen to
him. Like, at least he motivates him.
Yeah, like
he might not listen, but
like at least I can admit it. But like, don't listen. I have a question.
What's up?
Moment of silence. where was it? Oh, any advice to anyone that wants to be creators such as you guys?
Have a schedule. Like if you're doing it full time, have like literally like planned out like what time you're gonna wake up, what time you're gonna record YouTube videos, what time you're gonna edit. Because when we left work, like we had it like that, and then we kind of like fell off. And that started fucking up with like our relationship, bro. Like we start arguing more and shit. So. And I mean, you want to keep up like a relationship if you're in a relationship, like before like the content and like you guys' friendship before like the content.
Yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
you
know, for sure.
Like, even if you're not in a relationship, I feel like having a balance between social media and like relationships, whether it's family, like with your boyfriend, girlfriend, like whatever it is, like having that balance is important, or else you're gonna like be drained emotionally because you don't have that time.
Yeah,
because
it's like a relationship, and also you guys are business partners. Yeah, too, so it's like. And the, can't mix those two either.
Yeah. Do you feel like this has helped your relationship in a more in a communication way or the opposite?
I feel like it's helped because I didn't communicate like I'm super shy and I didn't talk, and I like he's the complete opposite. So doing social media kind of like put me out there, and he's like motivated me to like get out of my comfort zone and do more videos.
Can we all get off?
Where's the ring?
But. No, that wasn't even from you.
Were they from?
We're going to Brazil.
Gecko's not here. We're about to fight outside. We're about to pause this podcast. Oh,
no. Pack your bags. We're leaving tomorrow. You ain't going back.
But for everybody who wants to like start social media, like have a schedule and get out of your comfort zone. Like you're not going to get anywhere if you're in your comfort zone.
That's right. I like that.
Keep it natural. Yeah,
how long did it take you guys to come out of your comfort zone? Because there's some people who...
Wait, how long did it take you to get out the closet?
Because there's some people who are... They're good in front of cameras, but a veces they can't interact with people.
Or the opposite way.
Oh, yeah. So, like, what helped you guys do both? Because there's some... They're good behind cameras, but when it comes to person to person...
Like, are you guys good with, like, fans? Like, or you guys get really shy? Like, oh, shit.
Nah, I think we're pretty good.
We have a balance there.
I think it's also, like, that we don't come off, like dicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're pretty, like, always smiling type of thing. And
like we're happy doing what we're doing. We're happy going out. Like, we love meeting new people. Like, sometimes people get shy and they, like, we'll see that they see us, but they don't, like, ask for pictures. Like, we love taking pictures with everybody. We love meeting everybody. Like, you don't get shy.
Yeah.
Or also, I mean, it's always like on the other person too. Like, for example, like we've met a few creators. So like for you guys, like when we got here, yeah, we're hella chill right away. But if you guys were kind of like awkward or whatever, like that would have made it harder on us to go out of comfort zone too. You know what I'm saying? But maybe you guys are waiting on us to do the same thing. You know, so.
It's just kind of finding the balance and kind of like going forward so both of you guys could go forward. Yeah.
Like reading one another. My voice cracks a lot. That's it.
Bring your
oil.
Get your oil change.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Damn, bring the back of my. A veces, like, it all depends on the other person. Because a veces, like, for example, we're fucking locals, and if we go up to someone, like, shy as fuck, it's hard because a veces you don't want to be yourself, so you kind of want to be like them. Mm-hmm. But then that kills a lot of vibe. Like, trying to be like them is, like, iffy because they're like, nah, they weren't themselves. Like, they're being someone else. But at the same time, you want to be yourself, but you have to help them break their ice so they can be actually, like... Because, dude, there's some people who are fucking shy as hell, but they're the most desmadrosos motherfuckers. Yeah. And that's what, like, I tell a lot of people, like, once you're comfortable, it's game over because you start being creative. You start being outgoing and start showing yourself. Like, at first, when I first started this, like...
Podcast?
The podcast and everything. Yeah,
the podcast.
I was shy. Like, podcast. No, I wouldn't like speak a lot. I wouldn't like roast. And
you're basically saying that he had to like adapt.
Yeah, I had to adapt to it and then find my comfort zone. And once I got into that, it's like game over. I'm all fucking. I'm this madroso now. Like,
I thought it was. I'm myself. Out of your comfort zone.
I'm myself, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, they want to be like other people when they're actually better when they're being themselves.
Yeah.
And that's how she is too. She mentioned she's like hella shy, and like before coming, I'm like, shit, are you ready?
Because he was like pressuring me. He's like, are you ready? Like, are you sure you're ready? I was like,
I don't want to be like the only one talking, you know? Because like once I get talking, bro, it's like it's a wrap.
Yeah. It's good. You guys. So I'm trying to chill.
We got along quick. Like, yeah, we got along quick. I thought I was gonna
Who the fuck said that?
It's Gecko because he's trying to get Tony to go to Brazil, so I'm gonna have to fight him outside.
Nah, you're gonna get fucking.
We're gonna start the event right now.
I know.
I'm gonna kidnap you. I'm gonna take you.
The first event.
This is a behind the scenes of the podcast. The fight. We're good.
We'll put it right there. I'm drinking this water.
Drink it all. We drink mine too.
Here, fool. Go get our laptop too.
Bring me a whole case.
I feel left out without a
laptop. Dude, that's how I was.
Okay, Gecko doesn't have shit on his
laptop. No, I don't have anything. I had the notes.
Decoration.
I had the notes, but I wasn't even reading them.
Are you going to sign in or what?
It is in. Oh.
Not like, I don't know if you noticed, but when he started using his laptop on the podcast, he didn't even have the date right.
No, it's because you know how the time changes?
Nah, it changes automatically.
Yeah, but I haven't
hit it in Japanese.
I haven't like logged in and activated. Yeah. So when I started doing that, like I was in the quick because it was the first day we started filming. Because I started helping him film podcasts, but I didn't know how to edit and shit. Yeah. So he would get mad and redo it. So I was like, "Fuck!" I had to practice. And then one day I was like, wait, what the fuck? What time is it? Because it said 12 here and it said like a different time here. So I'm like, what
he
the
fuck? He didn't notice if it was 8
and it was
PM.
Like a whole different time. So I had to fix it throughout the whole podcast and everything.
Successful. I fuck with that shit. I'm put that in my bio. Bro.
Successful.
When we send you a text, successful.
Gecko successful.
I get shy. Like, I forget sometimes what I'm going to say. I feel the problem with me is that I don't process shit. Like, I see al chile, I say it. Like, I don't fucking think about it. I just, whenever it comes out.
Have you guys seen when they make fun of Gecko in the comments?
Nah.
That's just no, you don't look at comments.
No, we're not doing that.
So you want to get comments?
Wait, where are you from? Washington.
Washington?
Vancouver, Washington.
Wait, well, where is it in Washington where they have like that shit from iCarly?
That's Seattle.
That's Seattle. It's in Washington, but it's in Washington.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What was it? In iCarly?
The shit from iCarly is like a tower, like a fucking Eiffel Tower.
The Space Needle?
Yeah, Space Needle.
You guys gone there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it dope?
It's alright. It's pretty expensive to go up that shit. And they have like a restaurant.
They have a restaurant at the top, like $50 for a cup of coffee.
No,
yeah.
And it's like a little fucking tea.
Just a little shop.
What have you guys tried here in LA?
We went to, we tried some quesadillas.
Oh, that was in San Fran, though.
Hey,
what's some good spots here to eat, bro?
Everyone keeps saying,
like right now, because we're probably going to go eat right now. So.
You guys, right? Oh, but you guys have to make reservations. You guys should try Mama Por Dios.
Is it here? Like, around here?
They have one in Beverly Hills in Rancho Cucamonga. It's not that far.
Or a
but
casa
that's
de
fucking
perro.
Bad. But if you guys want to go, you guys have to go make reservations in person and then go the next day. But it's fucking nice. Like, fucking nice.
Que es comida mexicana, like,
yeah. A lot of famous people go there, like Cardi B, Gerardo.
You know,
the owner's Mexican, so he has connects with Jimmy Humilde. So when he did his grand opening in Beverly Hills, it was like Luis Coronel, bunch of fucking famous artists and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Another one's like, you know, Jack in the Box.
Chick-fil-A.
We're gonna hit Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
hey, we still have time. Just kidding.
Are they closed at 11?
Oh, yeah. Shit, that was 10 away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'm nervous.
I'm getting nervous.
See, I'm not nervous. You guys, like.
Yeah, you guys were all like fucking badass first guests. Thank you guys for coming.
No, thank you for having us, bro. It was last minute and everything. So
yeah. Is there any like other like TikToker that you guys like recommend? Like, oh, you guys should hit them up and shit. Like,
I don't think. That's funny the way he said it. Do you have any TikTokers you recommend? Like usually you recommend. Like food places.
I recommend. I had a Gecko moment right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that if I were actually.
Hey, would.
He would say that.
Alright, say for me.
Do you have any TikToker? Do you have any TikTokers with good?
Do you have any TikTokers recommending?
No. Do you have any good creators that do TikTok that you recommend us to work with?
There you go.
It's like me.
She's like,
Wait, so would you guys actually like to move down here? Like, is that a goal to move down here, like LA area ish? Or
I don't know if it's like a goal that we have, but I mean, if the opportunity comes up, like,
yeah.
Because I know we're trying to get a house, like, pretty nice house, hopefully, like when we're ready. And I mean, like, the prices over here are just crazy.
So fuck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Texas and all.
So. Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
Well, I mean, it would be good because you guys would be able to, like, collab with people. Because right here, like, I mean, there's a lot of people you collab with, but it's more like a, like the English world, like, you know, David Dobrik and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas, you know, you have, like, fucking taco, a little.
Buy a mansion for 20 bucks.
Texas is pretty
Texas, yeah. Or Vegas.
But it's fucking hot.
Yeah, I heard it's fucking hot over there.
Arizona.
And then all the tornadoes and shit, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
You're not safe out there.
A tornado? No, man. Oh, shit, imagine you're just chilling, reading a book, and you fucking see a tornado fucking go
by. Your fucking house just fucking.
That's like, there's your 20 bucks.
Yeah, it's so hot here.
Nah, I like, think if Jason fucking moved to Texas, game over. Yeah. That would be right there. Oh, shit. It's coming. Look. Check out. Then I think no fucking he's flying.
I wouldn't even know how to fuck it.
Jason better move to Arizona, which you
know. I like Cali. I'm staying in Cali. I'm buying a house in Cali.
I like Cali just because I grew up in it, but you have a shitload of different weathers. Like that calor, hace frío, it rains.
It's not that bad. I mean, like, it's hot, but it's not like Texas hot.
Yeah.
Texas or Arizona.
I feel like the only thing about Cali that a lot of people don't know is pricey. Like,
I think a lot of people know that.
No, like, because some people come here thinking it's like, bien, like, arreglado, everything, like Hollywood badass. It's not like.
Did you guys go through the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No.
No,
we didn't.
Don't go.
It's cool, but it's too many. It's not clean. Like,
y'all saw the video on TikTok with, like, the.
Oh, yeah, they dropped the shit? Yeah.
Just left it there.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucked up people. Yeah.
Racist people.
Yeah.
Racist
people. Hell of people just record.
And then there's a lot of homeless too, like, because of Skid Row. Have you guys heard of Skid Row?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's just basically like a little
it's a whole street
of just homeless. But it's like,
or just homeless.
But it's all cracked out, you know, like everybody does crack.
Like, busy guy you see in the movies. You took us there at night. Bro, you're so dumb.
It's because we're gonna go to fucking, what was it called? The restaurant? We went for your birthday.
Oh, LA Prime.
And this dumbass took the wrong exit. So he took us through that shit at night. I mean, like, trash cans
lit on fire.
Like, people just walking, throwing shit.
Like just jaywalking. Like, there's no cops there. Yeah. Like, they basically just own that.
It's like
a whole
big ass street. I see tents here. Cada quien haciendo su shit. And it's like, fuck that. I got scared. I felt like I was in a zombie land.
Yeah. just be careful.
Like, back at home, too. Have you guys heard of Portland? Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, I heard Portland.
Yeah, like over there, también ahorita hay un desmadre, bro.
Yeah.
So ever since they killed the, ¿cómo se llama? George Floyd. George Floyd. Oh, yeah. Everything went crazy, bro. Yeah.
Everything's locked up, boarded up. Like
the Apple store has like barriers before you go in through the store.
No,
They really fucked
and, like,
up.
Like, I saw the other day too, like the crime rate went like 500% up or something like that. So, algo así, más o menos. Don't call me on that.
Nah, that's just fucking.
We're gonna quote him.
Nah, bring your torch.
That's a thumbnail.
It's been an hour. Have you learned my name?
No, I actually forgot your name.
Try to say
her name.
Koraima.
Sound like a broken record.
Koraima, where the fuck does it have a Y? Wait, it has a Y?
You making fun of my girl's
name? No. No, it's
settle it right now.
Alright, guys, that's gonna wrap up today's episode. If you guys are new here, please subscribe. Stay tuned for more episodes. We got a lot of guests coming. Where could they find your resources, guys?
Resources.
Our handles. Our handles.
Instagram and TikTok at Cora.ima, AA at the end.
And then mine is Antonio Garcia with a 6 instead of a G.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
And then the merch. Where can we buy the merch?
Oh, the merch. Go follow our merch, our Instagram at underscore Raza Distinta to be updated about merch. We have merch coming out in a few weeks.
We will also be posting it on our mains. So just pay attention to that. We don't have a drop date yet, but it should be latest mid-July, más o menos.
Coming in a few weeks.
That's right. So go subscribe to their YouTube channel as well and their TikTok. Thank you guys for watching. Stay tuned for more episodes.
Okay, cool. That's right.
Pretty good.
Bicho tazo.
Oh, it wasn't recording. It wasn't recording.
I like, bro, I can't.